This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, salam, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So we're with Surah Al-A'raf today. Why is it called Surah Al-A'raf? Inshallah ta'ala we'll talk about it. Surah Al-A'raf has 206 verses. 206, so it's considered to be from As-Sab'at Al-Awwal, the seven long ones, and it starts with Alif Lam Mim Sad. So that introduction is called Alif Lam Mim Sad. It's called Huruf At-Tahajjud. Exactly, Huruf At-Tahajjud. It is a Makki surah, which means it's been revealed entirely in Makkah. Okay, here we go. Tahajjud, Huruf At-Tahajjud, mashallah. But in terms of its revelation, it's number 38. In terms of the revelations, when it was revealed right after Surah Sad and right before Surah Al-Jinn, number 38. It has three reasons as to why it was revealed, all pertinent to the Mushrikeen, to the Yahud, and also some mistakes that used to happen in Jahiliyyah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is reminding the Sahaba of that time. I want to start with the very first gem. It's in verse number 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدُ عُذُ بِلَمْ نَشْطَرَ رَجِيمٌ وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقَّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Right after, these are the stages in the hereafter, the Day of Judgment. There are several stages. Right after the Hisab, there is something that comes right before the Salat. There is a stage or the step that comes right before the Salat. It's called the Mizan. The Mizan. Here Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those whom their Mizan, their way will be heavy, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They will be among the successful ones. But here comes the question, what will be weighed on the Day of Judgment? Is this a person or is it the a'man of the person? The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ one time with the Sahaba, they saw Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the Sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he was climbing a tree and he had a very skinny legs. So they started laughing at how skinny his legs were. And then the Prophet says, are you laughing at how skinny his legs were? He says, then the Prophet says, by Allah, they are heavier in the sight of Allah than the Mount of Uhud. So the ulama said that yes, the way the person will weigh on the Day of Judgment, and also the a'mal of the person will put weight on the mizan in the Day of Judgment. So فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That Allah Azza wa Jalla says here, there's a dialogue, there's another gem, a dialogue now happens between Allah and Shaytan. When Allah Azza wa Jalla created Adam alayhi salam, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created you and we shaped you. Allah al-musawwir. We fashioned you and we shaped you. And وَقُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. And you told the malaika, the angels, to make sujood to Adam. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. They all made sujood except Iblis. لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Here comes the very first sin, or as we mentioned yesterday about the verse, crime was killing. Today is the first sin. Allah Azza wa Jalla told Adam, I told Shaytan, Iblis, why didn't you make sujood as I have ordered you? قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. I'm better than him. I am better than him. What we call this sin or this disease, any disease? There we go, everybody. I don't know who to give it to, but I have it here and there. It's pride, it's arrogance. It's coming to the sisters as well. Come in trouble to our sisters, don't worry. It's arrogance. I'm better than him. Don't you know who am I? Don't you know who am I? I can bring the tea inside the masjid. Don't tell me not to bring my tea inside the masjid. Don't you know who am I? Aib. I don't need to mention no names. But who are you? If you think you're better than the others, you're mimicking shaytan, a'idhu billah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam, يا آدم أسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا منها فكلا من حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. The very first test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he created Adam and Hawa, he told them, live in this heaven, you have everything. Look, this is amazing, this is interesting. This applies to even us parents with our children. When you tell your child, you can do anything, you can play with everything, but do not touch this. When you tell him, don't touch this, that's the only thing he wants to touch. Isn't it? الشيء اللي هو الممنوع مرغوب. You know, subhanAllah, شيء الممنوع مرغوب. So Allah عز وجل created Adam and Hawa and told them to live in heaven and eat from anything you want except this certain tree. Don't eat from this tree. You got so many other trees. Why do you want to eat from this particular tree? You see, this is the thing. Now the point is, who ate from the tree first? We don't care. We don't want to know who care. Because they said, oh, Adam ate first. The sisters will say, Adam ate first. The men will say, Hawa ate first. Okay, who ate first? Allah told them not to eat from the tree, and they ate from that tree. As simple as that, right? So they ate from the tree, and this is, you know, this is another sin that they have committed. Allah Azza wa Jalla kept them out from Jannah. But before that, they said something interesting here. Another gem. Qala, verse number 23. Qala, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. They lived in heaven, right? Allah could have kicked them out from heaven, but Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to test them. And He wanted to send you and I a lesson right here. They ate from the tree, and then after they ate from the tree, they discovered, they got exposed. So they started running away because they were naked to cover themselves from the leaves of the tree. It's been narrated that Adam was running away. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Ya Adam, atahabu minni? Are you running away from me? Ya Rabbi, not from you. Haya and mink. Off of chastity. I'm embarrassed. This is why he was running, trying to cover himself. And then they get kicked out. But before they got kicked out, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. They said, رَبَّنَا, together, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We wronged ourselves. فَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُنَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If you don't were to forgive us and have mercy upon us, certainly we will be from the wrongdoers. Allah forgave them. The lesson here is, when you sin, ask for forgiveness. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will forgive you. That was another gem. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the dress code. Somebody just today told me, Shaykh, please talk about the dress code. Here it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse number 31. Remember this, all the youth, listen up. Some of the youth, may Allah forgive. I know they're maybe newcomers, they come with jeans, and the jeans all the way a little bit low, and then, you know, the low cut, and then maybe the end of the way is shown, and a little bit from the back is shown, and maybe a little bit below the back is shown. Ya Habibi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam, خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. Oh, son of Adam, take your honor when you come to the masjid. You know, dress up. Make sure that you dress up, you know, nicely when you go to the masjid. Dress appropriately when you go to the masjid. This is, you know, like adab coming to the masjid. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks again about dialogue. Oh, this is why Surah Al-A'raf. The dialogue between the people of Jannah and the people of hell. Verse number 44. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَكَ رَبُّكُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا قَالُوا بَلَى قَالُوا نَعَمْ أَفْوًا قَالُوا نَعَمْ. The people of Jannah, they called upon the people of hellfire, they said, we have found what Allah has promised us. Did you find what Allah has promised you? They said, yes, we have found what Allah has promised us. And then they had a wish. What kind of wish? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ. Surah Al-A'raf. The people of Al-A'raf. Who are the A'raf? A'raf, is being said that it is a mountain. Who is stuck in that mountain? The people whose sins are equal or equal their good deeds. يعني 50-50. They don't have enough sins to be thrown in hellfire, nor enough hasanat to be taken to Jannah. So they are, the same sins are equivalent to their hasanat. So they are stuck in this mountain. And that in itself is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they see people going to Jannah and they can't go to Jannah. So that's, in fact, it's a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 51, write it down, it's a gem. They have a wish. What kind of wish? ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين. The people of Hellfire, they called upon the people of Jannah. They used to make fun of. And they say, أَفِيضُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Give us some water. Please, give us some water. Because everything in Hellfire is from fire. They'll be hungry and they'll be thirsty. So they will say, can you give us some water? The people of Jannah, they will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمْ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah has made it prohibited upon the non-believers. And then at the very end, as I'm ending this, inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah talks about the story of some of the prophets. Starting from Nuh alayhi salam and the people of Musa alayhi salam. So he started with Nuh, people of Musa alayhi salam, and then he started about, I'm gonna tell you the qawm, you tell me the prophet. All right? Sisters, let's start with the sisters. Sister Faiza, please turn on the mic. Sisters, they're complaining. Have some mercy, okay? Come on. I'm gonna tell you the qawm, you tell me the prophet, okay? If I tell you the tribe, tell me the prophet. Qawm Mu'ad, the name of the Prophet, sisters. Sisters, turn on the mic, Ya'akhti.
Yeah, it's on.
All right, yalla. Qawm Mu'ad, I want the name of the Prophet. The people of Ad, what Prophet was sent to them? Because Allah talks about these Prophets in Surah Al-A'raf. Huh? Qawm, what's his name? Hud, Atiha, give her chocolate. They already have the chocolate. Give her the chocolate, hey, Hud. All right, one more, there are two more. I'll tell you Qawm Salih, you tell me the tribe. I tell you the Prophet, tell me the tribe. Salih, what is the name of his tribe? Salih. Are you sister? Thamud, give her chocolate. Thamud, give her Qawm Thamud. Alright, Qawm Lut, give me the name of the tribe. Qawm Lut. Okay, they're for the brothers. Qawm Lut. Lut. I want the tribe. Lut is a prophet. The tribe. Either the sister or the brother. Anybody? The name of the tribe? Who said? Huh? What's the name? Lut? Lut is the prophet. Cha-cha. Lut is the prophet. The tribe is called? Who said?
The bow.
Bow? The bow?
Boat.
Boat?
The boat is
the boat. Saddam. What boat? I don't want to keep this thing. What's going to be? Oh, the last one. Qawmu. Okay. Shu'aib. What qawm?
Madian.
Bismillah. Madian. So Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about these prophets and how they. As they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah destroyed them. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us. Barakallahu fikum. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.